Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Veil of Sleep. Happy hours. It's January 9th, 2026. Brand new year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. Let's see. I've already I have a son now. So that's amazing for me. But it is also why I didn't do the call-in show last week. So apologies that I canceled another call-in show, but I was bringing my son home from the hospital in Bloomington, Illinois. So hopefully you can forgive me. If you got any kind of correspondence for us here, shoot us an email at veilofsleep@gmail.com. Drop a message in the chat. Chat's always a lot of fun. Or post to a video if you're watching this asynchronously. That would be great. Everything that you see is going to be between a hard PG-13 and a hard NC-17. So shield sensitive folks from this. Get them away from it as soon as possible. Tonight, I'm so happy to have the folks I know in the movie club do their 2025 their 2025 year in review. We've got a bunch of folks they've seen a bunch of movies together. It's just a really cool thing that like I don't think I've ever actually managed to go see anything with them, although I have made them go see a movie that a friend of mine was in and wrote and was involved in at one point in time. So I've only taken advantage of this wonderful group of people, and I continue to do so tonight. So we'll take about an hour with them. I will I'll make myself scarce generally, and we'll let the all these folks kind of talk about what's been going on in 2025. So without further ado, hey everybody, you can flip your cameras back on now. I'm gonna go ahead and readmit Jay because I think he jumped off. I think you all call it the movie club, but I feel like if you don't, that's something that Tyler is going to correct me on immediately, or declare that you have a new name that I haven't heard before. In any case, if you all need prompts, then I'll jump in there. Otherwise, I'm just going to turn it over to you and sort of be, I guess the first thing I'll start with is like, hey, how did movies go in 2025? And you all can take it from there. Great. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, so movie club is anybody who wishes to go see a movie in a theater. So really anybody can be a part of movie club. Movie pickers are an elite group who has been given the responsibility to pick the movies that will be viewed by movie club. So picking culture is really going to be another topic of discussion for this. What types of movies should we pick for others? And what should be better left alone? Now let me
And
see. I have. Go ahead, Tyler.
there's also punishment too for those that sometimes assert themselves and ask to make a pick, and then we let them make a pick, and if it's a bad movie, they get put on pick probation, which they can't pick a movie for a long time.
Is that what I'm on?
You're on a different type of probation, John, but you're on probation,
Oh.
yes.
All right. So as we're going to all these movies, we're picking movies, we're seeing them. I noticed some trends, and I think my other fellow pickers did as well. Have you noticed there were a lot of picks this year
Oh, yeah.
about how the internet, it should have brought us together, actually brought us a little bit further apart. Such as Eddington, which was nominated for Pick of the Year, Weapons, Begonia, Wake Up Dead Man, and does anybody recognize what the film in the bottom left is?
Running Man.
Oh, that's that Running Man, yeah.
Yeah, that's from his vlog in Running Man. However, I noticed that there was one film that bucked all of these trends and showed us how the internet is only bringing us closer together in a not at all creepy way.
Oh.
I forgot about this movie.
This has to be the Razzie for 2025.
But it wasn't theatrically released, was it?
No, I don't think so. I would love to watch this with you guys.
White House threat level was only medium. What?
A little bit, not
Just
too
medium?
much.
This
This
is
is the
the
best
best
good
good
bad
bad
movie
movie
in
in
a
a while,
while,
like
like
brand
brand
new
new
one.
one.
It's
It's excellent.
excellent. This is War of the Worlds 2025, if you don't know.
Oh.
Did anybody watch Christmas Twister besides me, Nathan, and Robin?
No.
That's a really good one, too. You guys should actually check it out.
So what do we think? Does surveillance bring us closer together in the way that the founders of the internet originally envisioned?
Probably. I mean, when you added the part about the way they envisioned, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe was it Zuckerberg really did want to watch? I mean, wasn't he doing it to like creep on women?
What the hell are you talking about?
You know, Facebook. It was made to so Zuckerberg could, you know,
it was
match
made to
with,
rate
with...
women, to rate them on this scale.
That's creepier, I think.
And what brings us all closer together than becoming numbers? Another trend, this actually brings us, speaking of Zuck, directly into the number of movies this year that featured some kind of monopolistic technocracy. Now, this theme has always been running through cinema, but I think it was even more present this year, especially in sci-fi. Even Now You See Me, Now You Don't has some elements of a evil company, the unnamed South African diamond mining and money laundering company that they never named, but we know it's evil.
Well, are they socialists down there in South Africa? Maybe it's like the government took over. Maybe that is the name.
Could be. Could be. We'd have to check Wiki for that. Again, one film dared to teach us just how amazing a corporation can be.
This is crazy.
So funny.
This is fully not what I expected, that getting you all on to talk about 2025 would be a massive War of the Worlds promo.
Oh, is this a promo?
Flash drive, he buys it. Buy it now.
He didn't even look for like the review or anything. He bought the first one.
Yeah.
We could actually do a shot-for-shot remake of this movie right now if we wanted to.
I don't think we could do it better than they have already done it.
No. Well, it depends what you mean by better.
I think it's perfect.
Ooh, a year?
Why did they keep track?
That's Alec Martin Plant in that chat.
Oh, shit.
Has product placement gone up or down in 2025 since fiscal year 2024?
It's an interesting question. I don't have the answer to.
Well, if you saw the new Avatar, they actually drink Pepsi in the new one. So.
Oh, because they're blue.
Because they're blue.
Yeah.
Blue. Oh, this is great, guys. It's going really good.
Yeah. No, that was. It's awesome that everybody loves War of the Worlds so far.
I have not seen it, but I guess
like the high point.
It.
No, I haven't seen it either, and I'm not going to. I think I would fucking hate it. But I feel like I'm out of step with the movie club in a lot of ways. Which is fine. We're all entitled to our opinions. So I think that maybe it sounded like part of what makes you all sort of like fun and is that this is kind of like this communal thing that you all do. You know, every time I talk to anybody about going to see a movie, you're all really excited about the experience of going to see a movie, even though most of the time I feel like it is really rare for me to get any positive feedback about the movies that you see. Most of the time it seems like you all like really enjoy going to see shit.
I think
you
we liked a lot of movies that didn't come out this year that we saw. Those are I think mostly the favorites. There are a couple good ones.
When we see older movies, that's very exciting. But the 2025 releases
Did you do so when you do older movies, do you go to like, is it older release stuff where you hit music box or something?
I Worst think fucking theater in town is the music box. Of course, they're gonna show old fucking movies.
Yeah, we saw what was the baseball movie? Bull Durham. That was a blast.
Bull Durham was very good.
We saw the Backdraft in beautiful
Oh
70
yeah.
millimeter.
Yeah. That guy was like cheering when the fire truck came on the screen. There was a guy in front of us who's like, yeah.
Well, so I kind of feel like, I mean, and you, somebody alluded to, I don't remember exactly what the topic was, but it feels like that's something to that because mostly it feels like, okay, the best movies of 2025 for you all are movies that did not come out in 2025. And the most fun piece of the experience is stuff that are not the movies.
Oh, yeah.
So then I guess that's that would be the question I'd have for everybody then. It's like, okay, obviously somebody cheering for a fire engine in Backdraft is a memorable thing. Somebody was just talking about Kenan was saying that his favorite thing was when a waiter dropped a salad. So I guess maybe that's my ask. It's like, okay, you do you have very lukewarm feelings about movies in general. But the movie going experience seems to be the thing that you really like. So what are the highlights of the what are some of the highlights from a movie club that are the non-movie pieces of the experience,
One of
if
my
you re
favorite
recollect any of
moments,
them?
one of my favorite moments is after we saw Presence. I liked it, and Jay hated it. And
Yeah,
we were
it's a
just
bad movie.
standing there in the Alamo, shouting at
The
each
bad
other.
movie is dumb. So we could just leave it there. It's a dumb movie, but
Is that the movie
I thought it was
about?
interesting.
Is it that? Is that the? Is that the Steven Soderbergh movie that's
Yeah.
shot from the perspective of the ghost?
Yeah.
I
do.
Excellent
Yeah.
film. Jay
Yeah.
is wrong.
No, you guys are all
Yeah.
wrong. It is a bad movie. I do like after the film, like just kind of having like a small circle where we like talk about it, which is very nice. It's
There
like a
is
football huddle.
always there's always someone that hated it that I don't expect to have hated it. I don't know. Someone always has a polar opposite opinion from me on the movie.
Did anyone like Wolfman? I feel like we all agreed on that.
Yeah, that was
It
bad.
was
I
fine.
didn't see that
Yeah,
one.
I thought it was fine to good. It did some fun stuff, but
You mean the Wolfman?
Wolfman,
I don't think there's a
2025.
the. This one's worse than the one you're referring
Well,
to.
Wolfman. Okay. Yeah, well, it's just the way that you said it, Jeff. You said it like somebody's last name.
Wolfman,
Wolfman.
yeah.
Wolfman,
What about
Wolfman.
Wolfman?
That sounds like a fun movie. I'd see that.
Yeah, I gave Wolfman 1 star.
Well, yeah, but you're gonna
Okay.
give a good movie 1 star,
Yeah,
so
that's
like
another fun thing is we're all on Letterboxd and we all get to look at each other's reviews, including whatever Tyler's deal on Letterboxd is. I
It's
think I
a full
know, but then
raconteur,
it like
yeah.
changes.
It's frightening that the newspaper industry has shrunk down as much as it has, that there are no longer film critics or theater critics to leave. I'm sorry, all of you guys see a little flash and glow and you're like, wow, that was the best thing I ever saw in my life. I'm a little bit more structured and detailed than that, the way that I watch movies and appraise them and
Right.
understand them.
Yeah, he
I
brings his
gave.
clipboard to the movies. He's taking notes.
Well, and just to level set, Tyler, what did you give the full five to?
I gave 4.5 stars to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah,
Hard to argue
great.
that
No,
one.
great job. Yeah.
I gave Mortal Kombat
Oh, that was
five
fun as
stars from
fuck.
1995. I give that
That was
five
super
stars.
fun.
And I gave Love Hurts, which is my next highest, 4 stars.
Jesus.
With Ki Hai Kwan.
Yeah.
Is that his
But
name?
didn't you do the you gave 5 stars to the Bridgerton movie, right?
Oh, yes. It was
Okay.
the perfect finale.
Oh,
I
Downton
haven't
Abbey.
You meant
Downton
Bridgerton or
Abbey,
Downton
Downton Abbey.
Downton
Downton
Abbey. I
Abbey.
obviously
Bridgerton's not
am.
ready for a movie.
So the thing about that Downton Abbey movie is that I never saw any episode of the TV show or the other movies. So when I saw the finale, because Lauren said, you're going to love this movie, and I can't thank her enough for introducing me to this beautiful world of characters. And
I want
Tyler,
to
what was your
dispute.
favorite thing that
Dispute
happened?
that because I was a watcher of Downton Abbey, the TV show, but I believe that was a Nathan pick.
Oh,
Yeah, I will take credit for introducing you to the beautiful world of Downton Abbey.
Oh, I should have known it was Nathan and not Lauren. That's so true. Yeah.
It's a movie where nothing happens, everyone's nice to each other, and that's about it.
And it was 2025.
Yes.
September, we
Okay,
watched it
so
September 14th.
just by ratings then, Tyler's favorite movie is the Downton Abbey movie of the year, I would say, right? And John thinks Presence is the best,
No,
and
no,
Jay
no, no.
thinks
I like Sinners. Presence I enjoyed, but Sinners.
Well,
Well,
that's yeah. I hate to be so
oh, was
I
that
hate to be
24?
so metric based. No, Sinners was 2025, but that's what I'm curious about. So we know where Tyler stands. What about the rest of you? What's the what was your favorite? It doesn't
Well,
even have to be best favorite movie of the year.
I think
it's
I like.
interesting you would ask. I mean, I'd love to hear everybody's individual picks, but we
That's what
do
I want to
also have
hear.
a group. We have what the group has voted for, which we will reveal shortly. But my favorite of the year was probably Eddington, and I also liked Presence.
I hated both those movies.
What? Oh, Eddington was so
I
stressful.
loved Eddington. I thought that was it was so fun.
I liked Eddington. I hated Presence, and I'll die on that hill.
You will.
At a
So, Kenan, was
hill.
Eddington your favorite?
God no. But I did enjoy it.
Oh,
I did have a good time.
I know Kenan's favorite. It's probably K-pop Demon Hunters.
I loved K-pop Demon Hunters. I watched it twice. Over Christmas. And it's great. But I think my favorite movie was Companion.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Oh.
I love Companion. Yeah.
I had a good time.
I agree. I have not seen very much stuff, probably, compared to all of you cineasts. But Companion was absolute. I really loved Companion. I thought it was great.
Well,
Well,
the movie didn't have to
I
come out this year. As long as you picked it this year, it is
ah.
eligible for a picky.
I also would say that I disagree with like us not liking movies because I genuinely give most movies 4 or 5 stars.
Yeah, I
So
enjoyed more movies than I
I'm,
didn't.
yeah, I'm easily entertained, and I have, yeah, all I need is flashing lights, and I'm home. So.
I think there's
Well,
like
that.
fun bad movies like Now You See Me, the or Now You Three Me. I thoroughly enjoyed that. That was great. But I think my top film is probably Wake Up Dead Man. I don't know if there was
Oh, Jay, how would you rank that on the Knives Out trilogy?
I think that's my favorite, but
Oh, me
I
too.
understand it's
Oh,
controversial.
well,
no,
they're all
I'm with
kind
you.
of great, so I think
Yeah.
it's hard to be controversial there.
I 15 minutes into the second one, I was like, no, this is bad. I cannot finish this
Oh,
movie. And I
really? Huh.
didn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess, I'm an old man who likes sort of detective stuff in that vein. So I don't know. Did you like Poker Face, the TV show?
I
Or
don't know what that
didn't
is.
check it out?
I'm
No,
aware of
no.
it. TV Club.
Oh, ouch. Ouch, Robin.
Shots fired.
Oh.
Joran, who do you like with detectives? Are you like a Lord Peter Wimsey guy?
Every stripe. We've watched all of Columbo. Poker Face we thought was great. We're almost done with Rockford Files, which is fucking awesome. We watched Death in Paradise.
On
And
VBS.
yeah, we Brit box it, but yeah, so I think that kind of anyone from Miss Marple to my favorite probably all time is Basil Rathbone Sherlock Holmes, which is movies, so but we're a big detective family across the board.
Yeah, for me, the 2025 movie year, there wasn't anything I truly loved, but there was a lot of things that I really enjoyed. And I think I had the most fun with The Naked Gun. That
Oh.
was just a reminder, like, okay, we haven't had a comedy in theaters for so long. And to go to a packed theater and, laugh with a big audience was really special for me. And
yeah, we did see that and we enjoyed it, but I just saw that association is misspelled. Nice.
No, this is a different thing. This isn't like the word you're thinking of.
Oh, okay, good.
The
But
problem.
somebody Cape feared us when we saw the Naked Gun movie, where there was just somebody
Smith is correct.
in the aisle behind us off to one side who sort of like monotonously laughed at maximum through the whole thing without rhythm and without reaction to what was going on. Almost like they were kind of like voting for it to succeed without
Yeah.
without actually integrating with the experience. And that wound up being profoundly unnerving. So
Yeah.
there are a
Yeah.
few bursts that we got through that we really enjoyed, but a lot of it was like, I think so. I think I need to see it again so that I can relax a little bit more instead of
There
being
was
like, oh
a
man, there's
bad
somebody having an
laugher.
episode.
There was a bad laugher during Wake Up Dead Man who would not stop laughing. And it's like, that's not even funny what just happened, you know? So I think that tainted my experience with it.
You guys need to all quit being so passive. Like, turn around and look at them and like make eye contact
Hey.
with them when they're being weird. That's what you guys need to be doing.
That part
I
wasn't
brought,
funny.
well, you know, well, yeah, you say it without saying it. Like, I brought a
Just
hot
look.
dog recently to, I brought a hot dog to the music box. It was a chili cheese dog because I was cutting close on time. And as I was eating it, the person in front of me kept looking at me, letting me know like what I was doing was wrong. And like, I felt bad, you know? Because it kept turning around the whole
Oh,
time.
you okay? So just look at him.
Was
Why'd
it
you do
because every
that?
time you were biting into it, you were like squirting relish into the back of their head?
Oh, you wish I had relish on a chili cheese dog, you fucking psycho. Who would do
Yeah.
that? It's just chili and cheese. You don't put relish on it.
Relish. Speaking of pickles.
Oh, transition.
Whoa. Wow.
Wow. Some of the movie, not every
Even the
pick that we
sacred
saw.
fig.
Not every pick.
Well,
Was he
Rob saw
was
Seeing the
good.
Sacred Fig in
Some
like
of
fall of
these were pickles,
24.
and we could have done without them.
Wait,
Any comments on any of these?
could you go back to the picks of the year, or did we not do that?
We have not addressed that. Will be
Oh,
revealed
okay.
final
We've
at the
started.
end.
Okay, we've started
Yeah,
the picks. Okay.
we're gonna start with the pickles.
I saw Drop with, I think it was just Tyler and Kenan, and
Yeah,
good.
I hated that
Are you
movie. I
kidding
was
me? What was good
afraid.
about it? You
There
fucking
was an
like Drop.
improv
You don't
guy
like
in there
presents.
making fun of improv. It was fun. You
Dude.
guys
Yeah,
just
there
don't
waiter
like
was an improviser.
Yeah, it's Second City.
Oh,
because
yeah.
every TV and movie writer does improv, and it's like, I'm gonna write about improv. It's in every TV show. I'm sick of it.
So
I think no one should ever talk about improv.
is a pickle essentially something that you all didn't
Dislike, yeah.
collectively care for?
I wouldn't
These were
say you
people's
all.
votes for worst pick of the year.
It's
You
the
know
one
how
song.
sometimes you want to get a nice juicy fat pickle out of a jar and you stick your hand into it and then you're trying to pull it out and it's just a pickle. That's what these are.
I gave Drop and Mickey 17 five stars.
Drop is good.
Mickey 17 was my nomination just because I felt like
Mickey
we didn't need this. The trailers ran. Something
17
that
was
will get you
bad.
on the pickle list is if the trailer runs before every single movie for months. It's
I
a
was
good way
actually
to make you hate your
excited.
movie.
I was excited for Mickey 17 based off the trailer because I was like, oh, this concept seems
Same.
so great. And it was like one of the first times I had felt excited about a movie based off the trailer. And then it was just such a dud.
That was the first time you got excited off a trailer, was Mickey 17?
In
You're fucking
years.
lying. There's
In
no fucking
years. That's what he
way. There's no fucking
said.
way.
Lying.
Why
I
is Love
enjoyed
Hurts on
Mickey
here?
17. Yeah. Love
Why
Hurts.
is Love
Love Hurts
Hurts.
on here?
Single
Love
worst.
Hurts
Single
was
worst
that
movie
so
we've watched this
bad.
year,
It
by
turned out
far.
strong.
I just want to
It
review
had
on
great action at the beginning, great choreography, and then just 40 minutes of them talking about the same crap. And I'm like, I get it. The
Which one
stunt
is
team on
it?
that
You
movie
mean?
was let down by everything else. I will say, I think Lauren has been unfairly maligned for Seed of the Sacred Fig all
Thank
year.
you.
I
I have
love
to
Seed of the Sacred
agree.
Fig.
I think that was a fabulous pick, and I think it's good to diversify the types of movies we see.
I think Movie
I
Club's
love
not
Seed of
ready
the
to be
Sacred Fig.
challenged.
That was the
Oh my
first
God.
and only pick to put someone on probation.
Which is crazy.
I'm not familiar with Seed of the Sacred
Yeah, me
Fig.
either. I've never
Well,
heard
you
of
should be.
There's a dad who takes a shower and his wife
Okay.
brushes his chest for about 30 minutes.
somebody other than Tyler give me.
It's an Iranian film about a family. The father's like a justice for the Iranian government or the regime or whatever. And what is that? Oh, it's taking place around the time of the student protests. One of the daughters brings in her friend, and then it becomes this whole thing, and then this gun gets lost, and that's a whole thing. And the family basically is because of the regime, the family like turns against themselves. It's so stressful, the whole movie. I was just like, my heart was beating.
That sounds kind of good, Tyler. What are you talking about?
And it's even better than John made it sound, if you can believe.
It's quite
well, I'm also looking at the description online.
Yeah, and it has like real footage from the protests mixed
in.
Yeah.
And it was like smuggled. It was like smuggled out.
It had to be nominated by Germany for the Oscars.
Wow. So who? Yeah. So then, okay. Who decides the ban? Is it like, do you, if you get enough people together that sort of?
No, it's not a vote. It's just somebody decides and is and enforces it.
Oh, I see.
However, Seed of the Sacred Fig. Oh, go ahead, Nika.
No, I was just going to say it's actually completely a mystery to me. I have no idea how any of this works. I just show up.
When the white smoke begins to rise from the movie picker house that we all live in together, that's how you know you've been removed from lifetime ban and you're then free to pick another movie. However, I think this was my pick, the pickle. I'm going to reveal the winner of the year's pickle. I think it was my pick. So,
Wolfman.
Fair. That was like a U and J pick.
Yeah, I thought it was like, a J pick.
Me and Jay were really excited for this one. Well, yeah, I think we hated it more than anyone else.
I love Wolfman. I love Wolfman, and I was so disappointed. It was awful.
Yeah, Wolfman didn't really feel.
Yeah, there's a space in between Wolf and Man, so that's
it's Wolf, yeah, Man. Wolf and Man.
I think it's Wolf Man.
Yeah, Wolfman.
All right,
there was no man who was a wolf. It was so bad.
Yeah, I did see Wolfman, and much later, and yeah, it seemed kind of unremarkable. So it feels like this maybe is a victim of expectations.
Mm-hmm. You know? It was a very sleepy time in the cinema for me personally. I did fall asleep. Our next category has been quite contentious.
Contentious than the pickle.
Contentious than the pickle.
In what fucking way am I up here? I didn't spill anything. I've never fucking spilled.
These were the three main nominees. I'm going to go ahead and reveal the winner in this category.
I never fucking spill.
Yes!
It's just Tyler.
I think we should litigate these incidents.
So it becomes Tyler the winner audience. Because Kenan cancels out with not Kenan.
What did I spill, baby?
Okay.
I
nominated Tyler for sloppiest spill, not for a literal spill, but he broke my chair at the Alamo. For those who have been to the Alamo, you can recline your chair forward and backward using a button on the side. Tyler thinks it's funny to recline the person next to against their will. He and I got in a war over my button where he was trying to recline me and I was trying to recline less. And then suddenly my chair just goes all the way upright. And I kept pressing the button. And it like wouldn't move anymore for the entire movie. I thought we had broke it at the very end of the movie, like after the credits roll. I press the button, it's working again. So I think an Alamo employee in the projection room cut me off of reclining ability.
All right, so that was Tyler's sloppiest spill. What about
That's not even a fucking spill. That's nothing. That's
I voted for Tyler because I saw what his hands looked like after that chili cheese dog.
No, give me a break.
Tyler is always
okay. Tell the Kenan story.
Oh, there is no fucking story to tell other than Kenan, out of nowhere, with two hands on a glass, turns over to me and just dumps a soda on me out of nowhere. It wasn't fast. It was slow. He was in full control of it. And then he goes, oops. Oh my gosh. Made no effort to get me a napkin or anything. I had to clear ice all to clean
went
the
to
off
the fucking
me.
bathroom, and I got you
Yeah.
napkins.
You went to the bathroom because you felt maybe bad. I would
And
hope that you had to go.
don't
You had to
say
go
I
look in the
didn't give
mirror.
you a I didn't give effort to get you cleaned up or
Also,
whatever.
this spill happened mere minutes after the chair incident. It was all in
Yeah.
one. This is
Yeah,
and this is also
so
the first 3 minutes of highest to lowest, where I'm like trying to get settled into the movie, and all this shit's happening to my side.
Well, and
And the irony of the incident was that after Tyler broke my chair, he offered to switch chairs with me, and I said no. And had I switched, I would have been under the
and it occurs to me just from Tyler's own description that it was not a very sloppy spill. It sounds like it was very poised,
It
a
was so
slow,
controlled,
poised
Joran. It was so
spill.
controlled. It
Yeah,
was.
and also you weren't sticky after.
I wasn't sticky after. Sure, Tenet. And I wasn't
So,
sticky after.
although
Yeah,
a
so it's like it
nominee.
doesn't even matter. Like the worst part of getting a soda spilled on you is like it gets sticky.
That's true. Yeah.
And
Right.
he didn't get
Ants.
sticky, so it's like
I don't
whatever.
can
I
I
don't think
miss
Lauren.
Lauren got sticky either though.
That's true. So did not Kenan make someone sticky?
No, he
Well,
was in a whole fucking PR campaign before this to be like, just say not Kenneth for the big spill.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
Kenan took the
I did.
voting council out for steak dinners to try to convince us all that he was not the sloppiest spill. And it
Yeah,
worked.
those and those steak dinners were infested with mad cow. So,
Sloppy.
yeah.
Very sloppy.
I also just want to introduce as evidence to the table. This was a 2024 movie club event, but Tyler did drink a full-size green slushy at Gladiator 2 and then throw up when he got
Oh. Yeah, I think
Why are you saying that? Tell them that.
that.
And that's where he spilled his AirPods during that movie and had to crawl around looking for them after.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
sounds
Oh my
like Tyler's,
God. And I've
yeah.
only ever spilled the Dr. Pepper once.
God. These are all fucking rats. This is insane. This is on the internet. This is gonna live forever. No one can
In
see
fairness,
this.
I did feel nauseous after the great whites in the Colosseum.
Oh, yeah, me too, John. That was
I
terrible to see
agree,
that.
John. I didn't like Gladiator 2 for several reasons, but I find anything that has animals killing each other for fun to be like a little hard to get behind.
That was not
Yeah,
my
that's
issue.
And it bummed me out. Unlike these films for, well, actually, I never saw Seed of the Sacred Fig, so I can't speak about whether it's a bummer or not. I assume it is. The Golden Vandal is our award for significant contributions, not just to filmmaking, but to movie picking culture. These movies changed the way we thought about picking movies. So it's named after one of the greatest picks of all time, Bike Riders.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything they want to say about how any of these movies shaped the way we select what film to see?
I love Better Man. I know it's controversial. I think it's a good movie.
You're
Let me
getting L
base.
Louis is definitely giving you
Oh,
shouts out in the chat. Louis
Louis
loves Better
cried.
Man.
He cried during Better Man. It was so
He's
emotional for
good.
him. He cried.
Nathan, hey, Nathan like paid like $11 for it, didn't he? Or
No, I paid $25.
Jeez.
But
It was
you own
great.
it. You own that movie
Yeah, it was
forever now.
$20 to rent, $25 to own forever, plus bonus features.
Right
Obviously, I
call.
splurged for the five.
Yeah, Louis wants to have another get together where we watch Better Man because I still haven't seen it.
Oh,
So
Joran, it
I
rocks.
tragically missed this as well and would love to watch it.
It's so
Same.
good.
Me
It's really
too.
good. And also, if you notice, there's a lot more Robbie songs on the Open Stage playlist. Ever since we saw this movie, we decked out our playlist with a lot of his songs, and they're really good. So.
Jeez. Well, I mean, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but it seems like Better Man's getting a lot of heat. There we
Yeah,
go.
it's no surprise. This really was the Golden Vandal of the year. I mean, look at the poster.
Oh my gosh.
I still
Whose
don't
pick
get why
was
they had to
it?
be monkeys.
I think
Well,
Better
wasn't it?
Man was based on, well, we Better Man was probably the most excited I'd been for a movie from the trailer ever, possibly. Because it came right after the trailer for the Timothée Chalamet Bob Dylan movie, which I thought was, I ended up being fine, but you can't get more standard boilerplate music biopic than that. And then suddenly, here comes this breath of fresh air. This trailer comes. It looks like a boring movie biopic, but who's in the recording studio? It's a chimpanzee. So it's a completely new kind of movie.
I thought it was a comedy when I first saw the trailer, and I was laughing at it. I'm like, that looks so fucking stupid. What the fuck is that? But
It's not fun. It's not meant to be funny.
the trailer certainly was, but I have no idea who the fuck this guy is. Who even knew who this guy was in America? Nobody. And just like this fucking chimpanzee dancing in the streets of London. I had no idea what it was. There's a bunch of humans with him too, like holding hands and dancing. I was like, what is this? But I loved it. It was great.
These are the special categories that were created for this year. You can see we have a tribute for Better Man and several other awards there. Carry On, was that
Did Better
20,
Man cost
25?
$25 on VOD?
Well, see,
Well,
Nathan owns it
no,
now.
he owns
no,
it.
it was like the first week it was available for premium video on demand, so they charge, double a movie ticket because they know. I also screened it for, 10 of my friends, so you all should have chipped in a few bucks.
Oh, shout out to Nathan for like so much good popcorn. There was
Oh,
just
yeah.
like a table full of delicious popcorn at Nathan's apartment.
Well,
Yeah, we.
that had to also cost. Jeez.
I spent a lot on our Better Man viewing party. But yeah, I'm a big popcorn fiend, so
And
I made several batches
Robin made
over COVID. I did the learned about, Flavicol and the yellow colored coconut oil and the
What are you
Whirlypop
talking
and
about?
perfected. This is like deep for popcorn freaks. Christ knows.
Well, Robin also made like a pre-show for Better Man that was kind of like a la like Alamo kind of
Oh
pre-show that was
yeah.
really fun.
Yeah.
Exploring the greatest in chimp cinema.
Wow, so that's like a lot of any which way but loose stuff.
Yeah, that's part of it, but also Most Extreme Primate.
I had a
Also,
poster for that
Monkey
because
Shines.
for Most Valuable Primate. That's the one,
Oh,
MVP, where
an athlete,
he was a
hockey player.
hockey player.
Yeah.
And it was basically Air Bud, but it was a chimpanzee hockey player. And they toured him around the NHL. And so I saw the Most Valuable Primate in person. And they put him on the ice to take slap shots on an open goal. I saw him at a Carolina Hurricanes period break, and he did not score. They basically put him 5 feet in front of an open goal and had him try and score, and he couldn't hit it. So it really revealed the movie magic behind Most Valuable Primate. But I got a free poster, and I had that poster in my cubicle at work for years and years and years. So I guess that's another reason for me to see Better Man.
Absolutely. It should be on everybody's list. It's also on our list of picks of the year. Now, these are our five nominees. Only one could be the winner, but you'll see, I think all of these were mentioned by Pete. I don't remember anybody claiming Better Man as their favorite film of the year, but it's certainly up there in the picks. Does
They
anybody
did,
want to
right?
comment on these before we reveal the winner?
Why didn't my nomination for pick of the year make it on here?
I don't. I thought I did. Would you like to share it with
I, of
everybody?
course, voted for the 20th anniversary re-release of 2005's Pride and Prejudice, which we
Lauren, do
all
you prefer
saw
the
at
B?
Alamo and had a great time.
Do you prefer the BBC version or the Keira Knightley 2005 version?
They're both excellent.
That's fair.
This was the Keira Knightley version that had
Yes,
the
that we
re
saw.
the reunion screening.
Well,
That
Lauren,
was
I have a
a
feeling it's
typo,
probably
much
not
like
gonna win.
Association.
Yeah, I guess not. Didn't even make the short list.
Well, before, but I mean, before I actually reveal this, I just wanted to ask quickly about Carry On. I know it was had an award attribution in the previous slide. What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Carry On was the big 2024 Christmas movie, and I figured that kind of pulls in because it was the very end of 24, and it was about it's basically Die Hard but in an airport, which is I guess Die Hard too. But the hero, instead of being a cop, is a TSA agent. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun, a really fun take on Die Hard. And I, wrote a Letterboxd review, and I said I liked how it, I had some empathy for those TSA agents, which was really more me saying, let's appreciate customer service folks. I
Oh,
got a lot of shit from Nathan and Tyler for backing the blue on that. So
TSA agents are fucking mean. Like, I have to take off like my sweatshirt and stuff when I walk in because I have a hood on. Like, who gives a shit? Let me walk through.
Not
John,
if you're TSA pre-check.
which I'm not. I'm not
No,
of the
why would I spend that
bourgeoisie.
money? It's classist.
All right. Well, thank you, Robin. I derailed this conversation with my question about Carry On, but I was very, truly
I'll say
curious.
you're all lying. If well, I'll shut up. I'll zip it. I won't say what I was gonna say
Tyler, please
about
say it.
no, I know because everyone probably likes Sinners and they probably think it's a really good movie, and I just won't add to it. So,
Well,
it can be a
oh
fucking
wow, it's
no
the pick of
fucking way.
the
No fucking way. It was, I'll
year.
say, it was a tie between Sinners and Eddington up until this morning when somebody cast a final tie-breaking vote for Sinners. So it was a hotly
Wow.
contended category.
Sinners is a 7 out of 10 movie with one 10 out of 10 scene in it.
Which scene was the 10 out of 10?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
agree.
take a wild guess.
Was it the dance scene?
Yeah, it was that.
Yes.
Yeah.
There were
Yeah,
two other
that.
scenes I loved in that film.
Yeah, but that I agree. I thought it was a good movie that was transcendent at that turn. But yeah, I mean, good movie. Great job, guys. But I do think that I am a little bit surprised just because when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is great. I really like it. They're doing Tales from the Crypt Demon Night. But with a slightly different, slightly different setting and a transcendent musical piece in the
Well, the
middle.
setting was what made the film. I mean that the two scenes aside from the dance scene that I love the most, the scene where you go from the black side of town to the white side of town with the one family, owning the two stores. And that's one of the greatest American history filmic representations I've ever seen. Maybe the best one. And then there was that monologue the harmonica player gave, and he's talking about his friend who got lynched, and then he just moves on. And what I loved about this film is everyone was a human being, a three-dimensional human being, not just victims or anything, but we just see them living their lives, and it was beautiful. If it was just the first half, I would have been happy.
I liked it because it was actually a low-key musical. So y'all got tricked and seen to a musical.
That's an interesting question. Is something a musical because it has three songs in it? Discuss.
No.
It had more than
No.
three songs. There was like a song at every like.
The music was, I think,
Yeah.
was the
The music was
highlight for
nice.
me. I especially liked the evil characters, spoiler alert, who try to lure out our heroes
Well,
using the
Robin,
beauty of
you're
Irish
Irish.
folk music.
Yeah,
Not
you're
evil. He was
Irish.
not evil.
Robin, you play Irish folk music every
I
second
do.
Tuesday.
The second and fourth Tuesdays
Yeah.
at the
Yeah.
Western.
Second and fourth Tuesdays at the Western. What time?
Upcoming on the at 7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9 p.m.
on Tuesdays. The next one coming up is on the 13th. I hope to see
Oh,
everybody
that's
there.
next
Maybe we'll play
Tuesday.
some of the hits from Sinners in honor of its pick of the year win.
There will
I
also be a
mean,
Tuesday Good Show, slightly in a different room,
crossover.
also at the Western.
Oh,
Oh,
great.
geez. Oh,
So you
geez.
got to be at the Western on Tuesday.
Turf war.
It's the only place to be. You can go in between the two rooms.
You guys all thought the ending to this movie was good.
I did not like the ending to
The
Forgot what
15
the ending
minutes, the
was.
15 minutes of the ending happening, you all liked it.
I
It was
liked it. Mine's too long,
no.
but
I
it was
think
too
we
long,
said
but
that
I
there
liked
was a tie until the last minute, so at least
it.
half of us didn't.
And which piece? The part where it's sort of the Rambo,
Out of
the
nowhere, the vampires are like all like it was just like it was Idiocracy. Everybody was behaving like idiots. Like, And then it just, in 15 minutes, it all ended. There was nothing going on the whole time except a lot of singing and dancing and like, I shouldn't say it, but a lot of pussy licking going on and stuff, you know?
What's wrong with that? I think that's a totally
Nothing,
fine
nothing,
thing.
nothing. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. It's just, should I be saying that out loud on the internet, you know? But that was going on. And then out of nowhere, now it's a vampire thing, and then we're gonna find all these vampires and end it in 10 minutes. There's not enough resolution.
Okay.
All
Well, I
right.
guess maybe I'm not totally on board with Tyler's point of view on that, but you know, but I do think it's relatively interesting to have that come up. But that's good. I mean, I think that probably you all are in step with more established awards ceremonies upcoming. I think Sinner's
That
gonna
is a
win
very
there.
polite way to insult us.
Well, that's how I do
Does anyone who didn't
it.
get a chance to share their personal pick of the year want to go?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Never mind, it's not movie club, but
And it's
adjacent
okay
to
if you
movie
like
club, a
Sinners.
bunch of us watched a bunch of David Lynch movies earlier in the year, and that was a very cool experience, and there were a bunch of those that stick out to me as being, ugh, damn.
And everybody had really normal opinions about them, and everybody had normal opinions about each other's opinions
Yeah,
about them
well,
too. Everybody was
Tyler wasn't
respectful.
there, so
Yeah, we can't litigate David Lynch on this
yeah.
podcast
Right, now with Louis
again.
watching, he'll fly into a rage.
Yeah. I just put in the chat a little comment. You guys can read it your own.
yeah, who what else? Nico, what did you like? I don't remember you saying.
I think my favorite movie club movie, oh frick, I lost the list. Probably was Bull Durham, which was didn't come out this year. It was just like an 80s rom-com that was very fun.
It was shot where I grew up. A lot of like the bar scenes are at the on the campus of the university I went to.
Shit, that's so cool.
Yeah, it took me a long time to see it, but then I was like, oh yeah, I've been to this place a million times. So it's yeah,
After we
it's a good
saw
one.
it, my dad told me that apparently we're related to the guy who used to own the Bull Durham Bulls. I've never heard of him, so you know, not close relative, but
Wow. Yeah, I believe it. After that movie, a giant, I think a giant Japanese investment firm tried to buy them, but were not successful. So it was big, Carolina Triangle news for a little while. I'll give a personal shout out. I wish that you all had seen it. Louie and I went and saw Fuck My Son, at the Music Box. 11:30, one of the two showings. I think it's worth seeing. Nothing, we've all done a lot worse in improv shows, so no reason to clutch pearls. Just go see it. I think it's pretty good. We ran into Irvin and Daryl there. Irvin enjoyed it. Daryl was very upset by it. So, you know,
I
maybe that
think I
was
saw
my
your
sins.
review of it, Joran, and it intrigued me. I'm like,
Oh
okay.
yeah. It's,
Sounds
you
like a
know.
ride.
Yeah,
Now, is that
buckle
something you
in.
have to be a parent to understand? Because I noticed that you and Louie said you saw it together.
Yeah, well, it was before we were parents. So
Oh.
it was immediately before Louis was a parent. So, you know, his last pre-parental movie, I think, was probably Fuck My Son. So, you know, yeah. But no, you don't have to have a kid to enjoy Fuck My Son.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right. Great. Well, we are coming up on an hour, and it feels like Robin, was that the full run of the awards for
Well,
this
there is
year?
a brief, it's about a minute and a half tribute to what we've lost during the year. I
Oh,
don't know
great.
if you want to see that now and then leave room for discussion afterwards or.
I almost feel like what a great way to end it. So does anybody have any final thoughts? Did we get did everybody share their favorite thing? Any other thought? Anything else in there?
My favorite thing was the brutalist intermission. Like, more movies
Oh
should have
yeah.
intermissions.
That was a good intermission with a timer too.
Ty also lied to us and told us this is based on a real person and a true story. And so
yeah,
we all went.
Wikipedia
yeah,
is a real story.
Wikipedia has the last laugh.
Rocks.
Yeah, that's the kind of. That's the kind of.
Like,
wow.
If you read, a little bit more of that Wikipedia, you'll like see that it's a very different person.
Yeah.
Just a modicum of research.
He was like a college football player or something. This is a guy they did the movie about.
It's like Ty infected you all with jackass disease.
Did that come out this year, Brutalist?
Well, I think it came out in 24, but we watched it in January, like a year ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did Minecraft come out this year?
It did.
25?
Yes. Minecraft was this year.
Yeah, Chicken Jockey. A lot of, theaters got destroyed by kids.
Jorn, you were asking what was our favorite moment unrelated to the movie. I think
Because I still haven't heard about this waiter that dropped the salad and it was the big cheese.
Well, I wasn't there for that, but my favorite moment was sitting next to Louie at Minecraft, and they had all these like pre-videos going, and one was this insanely ADHD, super fast, like light thing flashing, and then it ended, and I hear Louie just go. Like we all suddenly realize we're grown men about to see some crazy Minecraft movie. That gave me a good laugh.
Yeah, yeah. Louis is a great person to have any experience with. He's going to make it richer. That's for sure. Great. Anybody else? What? Tell me this fucking waiter dropped a salad thing.
Surely he just dropped a salad, right? Like, right. I was sitting behind everyone because I bought my ticket late and the waiter walked by, tripped over my neighbor, and dropped a salad. And
what a fucking idiot.
It was really funny. And then afterward, I commented on it, and they're like, "Yeah, what the fuck? What would that?"
Good. No, you bullied him in his absence.
Yeah.
Actually, that does remind me though that I feel like Tyler told me the other day one of his favorite viewing experiences was when he bought a seat far away from everyone else. You all went to the same movie.
Oh, it was great. It was great. Yeah, I got to sit away from all of you fucking freaks talking about throughout the whole movie, making your little fucking bits and stuff. I appreciated it from the back, took it all in. What it was,
Tyler, you're kind of a talker.
Yeah, we loved it too.
What about the time you let someone sit in my seat and I was like 2 minutes late and you let some strange woman sit in my seat?
Yeah,
you were late.
That was Conclave, right?
Yeah, that was Conclave.
Yeah, it was Conclave.
Anytime and Mary get this movie, Ty harasses us because he has the wrong ticket.
Every time.
Yeah, Ty's tried to kick me out of my seat too, saying I got this ticket, and then he's showing me something for a movie that was like
the
a
numbers
year ago.
In the row are different at the Alamo than on your app, and I got confused twice.
But like he wouldn't drop it like and then he and the woman got into a fight. This woman ended up taking another seat, and another person came and was like, "You're in my seat right now." She's like, "There's no way." They showed her the ticket, and then she ended up leaving the theater. So I think she was just like kind of, well, she didn't leave the theater. She went like, she snuck in, got caught, and defended herself without proof, you know?
Yeah, double busted, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is, So if somebody is interested, like, you know, if somebody is interested in going to a movie with you all, is it a closed environment at this point? Just talk to you.
Hey, I don't even know how to get an invite every week.
So. All are welcome.
It comes and goes.
Usually we decide in person at Open Stage what we want to see that coming weekend.
Another good reason to go to Open Stage.
Yeah.
I remember showing up and you were all wearing your Alamo t-shirts that you bought. And it was stupid, but I also was like, oh, I wish I had an Alamo t-shirt. So, you know, it is a really cool thing that
Kenan, when Kenan bought his, he got like a crop top.
Okay. And then I traded it in for a crop top.
Yeah. He like ripped it open. I was like, this isn't for me. And then went and got another one. It was another crop top.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, it feels like if anybody's going to get a crop top, Kenan, it ought to be you.
Why? Why? Why do you say that?
I mean, obviously you have the style to pull it off. Everybody else would look stupid in a crop top. You would look great. So, you know, and it's all about attitude. Imagine it. Anybody else on this call? I guess
good in a crop
Nika
top.
Could probably pull it off too. Nika's cool as well. So,
oh my god!
Sorry, everybody. The rest of us are fucking nerds.
What's the movie we're
Don't worry, I would look the worst in it. So I would say that I'm the biggest nerd of all. Cool, good. Well, this is really fun. So enjoy your 2026, and maybe if folks are willing to come back in January 2027. We'll see what happened with the pickles and the picks and how the award season shakes out. So keep a journal. Think about your choices hard. Please remember when Tyler does something stupid.
Like fucking win. Win.
Well, you know, we won't know till it comes, and then we'll award it. We'll canonize it with an award.
How about you let people have opinions and don't create 40 comment threads eviscerating them about how they don't have the brain power to understand.
All right, let's roll. Let's roll.
that's great. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
'm sorry, Robert.
I know that.
You always had it, you know. Now look at you. You're one of the gods.
Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew. And through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up.
Have to see this movie now.
Yeah, we got to see it.
It's also really good.
Articles got cut off. I'm sorry.
Oh no, that was pretty great. All right, thanks everybody.
Young veil of sleep.